Matt and Kimber's Crack the Code.
You cracked the code.
With Perth Safety Deposit Boxes.
Well, you cracked the podcast. Now it's time to crack the code.
You get all the best bits on the podcast, lots of fabulous bits of the show, but then this code, I mean, it's worth a lot of money.
It's worth a huge amount of money, over $10,000 worth. Would you like me to give it to you?
Yeah, go on.
Here's the code you need for tomorrow. 7-4-4-5.
Sorry, can you just run that by me again?
7-4-4-5.
Accepted.
All right, yep, now we're
so
on.
That's right.
Okay. Perfect.
Beauty. It's also my combination bike lock.
Enjoy the podcast.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
It's week 39 of this pregnancy.
Mm.
And my wife is going through at the moment, and it is time for this baby to make its appearance into the world.
Oh, yes. A bit of a false alarm on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and now we're just carrying on as if it never happened.
Yeah. I'm after suggestions. How did you bring on the baby?
Yeah, spells, anything you got, concoctions, balms.
Still waiting.
I am willing to try anything at the moment, and I believe my wife is as well. And she's 39 weeks pregnant with our third. And it's at the stage where every morning where I get up to come into work here, she's up already. Because she can't sleep. This baby's rolling around. It's flipping. She's uncomfortable.
By all accounts, she's more likely to have it this week. Looking at the average percentage of women when they give birth, 57% of women give birth in weeks 39 to 40.
Is that right?
And only 6% in week 41.
Oh, great stats.
Okay. So it's got to come. Stats. You know what I mean? The likelihood of it being...
Considering she's getting that off the NAPLAN page, that's quite impressive, I have to say.
3, 5, 7, and 9.
What about some of these more natural therapies? And I looked it up and I was quite shocked this time of the morning to see that some of the suggestions are quite saucy.
Oh, yeah.
To bring on labour.
Like what?
Well, from making love to stimulation.
That was very sweet, the way
stimulation
you said that.
of the nipples.
Stimulation of the nipples.
Yeah.
Nipple stimulation is a big one. Nipple rolling or gentle rubbing releases a little bit of oxytocin, which can help induce labour.
Right.
Okay.
Have you ever tried getting near a 39-week pregnant woman to try and rub her nipples?
Let me rub your nipples
on the
like
internet.
A cow.
Yes,
come on, this will be sexy and delightful.
It's, well, look, I've got to be completely honest here. I have occasionally over the past few weeks suggested things, some adult things, and the answer is not something that I could repeat on radio.
No, I mean, that doesn't surprise me because the suggestions that are very high on the list are nipple stimulation and sex, and yet women say that their most popular choice of, ways to bring on the baby is to go walking.
Go walking.
So they have the choice of the sex or the nipples and they're still choosing walking.
My cousin with their first was at our house, excuse me, and she was, I think she was 38 or 39 weeks pregnant, and we had chili mussels.
Oh, no.
And the following day, she went into labour.
Spicy food.
Spicy food.
Curry. Well, I had a curry last night and
Did
it got
you?
Things moving, no doubt about it.
I don't know if it's the same, but...
Oh, food baby.
You know, but metabolism. Anyway, we need some help, clearly.
Yes, we really do need some help.
And I can tell you, my friend, she's like well overdue and she's been doing star jumps and that's not happening either. So you may as well take star jumps off the list because that doesn't work.
How did you bring on the baby? We've got a bit of time here. Eddie and Thornley, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How'd you do it?
It wasn't me, mate. It was my wife. She done it to my two daughters. Castor oil and orange juice.
Yeah, see, castor oil is number 5 on this list of natural ways to induce labour. What is it about the castor oil?
Don't really know. There's something in it that actually helps do whatever it does.
Helps it slide out.
Basically, it's an
old-fashioned
remedy.
And Eddie, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a time where things like that were just given. Like salt water. My people believe that salt water could pretty much cure anything.
I remember
I can tell you the reason they use castor oil is that it acts as a stimulant to the bowels, which irritates the uterus and causes contractions.
Well, there you go.
There you are.
So much like the hot curry theory.
That.
Bowels, uterus, and
with orange juice.
Hey, just quickly, Eddie, Is it, what do? You pour a cup of castor oil and just knock it back? Is that how that works?
You pour a cup of castor oil and put some orange juice in it for flavour.
Like a tablespoon of oil. You don't have to chug the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Eddie. There you go. There's a suggestion. We've got Paul in Beerlea. G'day.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. How'd you do it?
Well, it wasn't me. It was a friend of the family's.
Okay.
She told my wife, my first boy, he had a bit of a scare. We wanted to come 2 weeks early.
Yep.
In the end, he was 5 weeks late.
Whoa. 5 weeks late. So they didn't try to induce?
No. They said he'll come when he's ready.
Okay. So,
that's like when I hit the snooze alarm and I end up sleeping for another hour, even though it was only meant to be 9 minutes.
Yep. Look, a friend of ours said to my wife, warm bath as warm as you can possibly stand it for about half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And then a brisk half hour walk.
Bloody hell.
Hang on, I'm doing that every day. Nothing's falling out. What? Come on. A bath and a walk.
Two of my boys, it worked.
No kidding. And do you put 100% anything in the bath, or is it just like Epsom salts or something?
No,
or is it
water.
Just water. Just warm water, as warm as you can stand it.
Oh, I'd be putting sriracha in the bath at this rate. Sure. Get the chili going.
I mean, none
get
of you say a warm bath and a walk can fix anything.
And I tell you, we had a call a few moments ago about the castor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking the castor oil. Yeah. And I can tell you that this small study revealed that over half of the women who were dosed with castor oil went into active labour within 24 hours.
No kidding.
Compared to only 4% beginning labour in the same time frame without any treatment.
Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Okay.
Castor oil.
Chantelle in Wellard, good morning to you. How did you bring on the baby?
With both kids, I had a quesadilla from Sombrero the day of my waters breaking.
Were there jalapenos in it or no jalapenos?
No, just the normal chicken quesadilla.
Right, okay. Yeah. Avocado, did you put guac?
Now with castor oil.
Now, Chantelle, was it coincidence or did you go, well, this worked the first time, I'm going back to Zambrero's for another one?
Well, I had the first one at 38 weeks, but then the second one, he was 39 weeks, and I was really craving it. So I was like, oh, well, we're going to do it.
Well, like your body knew. I need Zambrero.
And Chantelle, did you rock up with the second one knowing that, okay, there's a fair chance we'll eat this one and we'll go, you know, like was that a little bit of inspiration for buying it or was it just purely craving and then coincidentally it happened?
At first, it was more the fact I was craving it and my mum was with me both times I had it and she's like, you're going to go on a labour, aren't you?
Wow.
I was like, oh, maybe not, Mum. It's okay. It might not happen again.
Call the midwife, then call Sombreros.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Big day for the budget.
It is. And, you know, we all love our job. We all feel very blessed and grateful to have the job that we have. But there is one day a year that I feel like a complete fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And that is budget day, the day after budget night. Because, yeah. I don't know, because this microphone goes on, there's a part of me that feels like I should know something.
Yeah, and we will cover that by talking to someone who actually does know what they're talking about.
Thank God for that.
We'll do an interview tomorrow
okay.
with someone who will know what is going on so
Good.
That we're not in this awkward position.
Because like I'm sure a lot of people, they throw around huge figures.
Huge numbers.
And you know, big statements that could be the most amazing things ever or could actually just be nothing.
It could mean nothing. Apparently, women are going to be front and centre of this budget.
Okay.
With a $354 million women's health package.
$354 million.
I mean,
okay.
I don't even know what that gets you anymore.
Nor do I.
It costs about $18 for a toasted sandwich and Subiaco. So what's $354 million get you in health?
I don't know. Yeah. A couple of Band-Aids?
We're about to find out.
Oh, yeah. And I believe that a lot of money will be going into aged care. Obviously, that's been a big, you know, item of recent times. Mm. And infrastructure. We just spend money building stuff to keep the economy going. Presumably, you get into debt. I don't know.
Well, the only thing I ever want to know is how it implies to me.
Well,
and that's
sort of it.
There'll be a bunch of childcare stuff. Yeah. That'll be coming your way. There'll be childcare reforms.
Yeah.
Oh, looking forward to it.
I don't care what's happening to the poor people. How's it affecting my family? But it is. But of course, I don't know if it's not really my world anymore. And I guess it's my responsibility to get young people interested in these sorts of things.
Oh, okay.
Because at the end of the day, it's your democratic right. And some would say, not me, that it's your responsibility to have your head around some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that this might help break it down with a sort of a youthful feel.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's budget time. It's budget time. It's budget time.
Budget time.
There ain't no way to dodge it. Must talk about the budget. What money gets spent where? Pretend they got the answers about where they spend your taxes, like a poor man's David Koch with less hair. The quest is never ending to rein in overspending. Who needs public hospitals with beds? Oh, if Twiggy keeps on mining and Gina keeps on ranching, it doesn't really matter if the rest of us die ramping.
Budget time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's budget time.
Yeah, check it.
It's budget time.
Uh-huh.
It's budget time.
Good on you, Kimber. Yeah. I got so many questions. Will I get the pension? When I die, will I be out of debt? Better tell the treasurer. Recalculate your measurements. Dictinsky's giving up the cigarettes.
It's budget time.
There ain't no more tax from Dictinsky's tobacco.
It's budget time.
You feel me? Shit. Yeah.
It's budget time.
Oh.
It's budget time.
Yeah, what?
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys.
I think you really did cover the budget.
Oh, and now to have a crew, I tell you. Thank you.
I want to talk about the fact that kids think they know everything, right? Mm. We all thought that when we were growing up. We thought we knew everything. And so every now and then, parents need to pull a power move just to prove that they still rule the roost.
Okay.
Right? A power move is very important. One of the power moves my dad pulled when I was younger was that I used to constantly say, because I didn't like rules, and whenever there were rules, I'd be like, I hate this place. I'm going to move out when I'm 16. As soon as I turn 16, I'm moving out. And it was quite an ongoing comment in my house. And so on my 16th birthday, I woke up, opened my bedroom door, went to step out, and my dad had packed my suitcases and they were at my bedroom door. Power move.
That is so cool.
Right? Good parental power moves. Uh-huh. And I saw a corker on Reddit yesterday where a guy said his parents, while he was sleeping, removed his bedroom door and said that privacy is not necessary. So apparently there's something going on in their home where he needs a lesson in privacy.
Yeah.
And so they've removed his bedroom door, just completely took it off the hinges.
Wow.
While he slept.
Oh, look, I can understand how as a dad to a couple of young daughters who can get on your nerves occasionally when you're arguing with them over things, how you do have to pull the occasional power move to get stuff done.
Yeah.
But
what have you got?
The most epic power move that I've ever seen was a mate of mine had just gotten his license. This is when we were kids. And his dad didn't want him to go out driving. So what he did was he took the front right wheel off the car and he had it up on a jack. And then bricks underneath it, and he took it off the car and he hid the wheel so he couldn't use his car.
Power move.
That absolute is a power move.
Peak power move. Yep.
We want to know what power move you have pulled as a parent or that your parents pulled on you. Rebecca in Butler, your husband pulled the power move.
He sure did. Our 11-year-old son had been warned over a period of a week about switching the bedroom light off, which he continued to leave on.
Yep.
One night, my son comes to me and says, "Mum, my light's not working." And I toddle off into his room. And sure enough, my husband had removed not just the light globe, the whole light fitting from the roof.
Well done, hubby.
Yeah. Yeah, and made him not have it in there for a whole week.
Yeah, right. Did it work, though? Did he ever turn it off?
It sure did.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't leave it on now.
See, power move.
It's like one of those, look, kid, I'm sorry we exploited the Earth's resources, but you can't do it.
Brenton in Rockingham, parental power moves. What happened when you were 20?
When I was 20, I decided I was going to try and move out from home, and the very next day I came back for a visit to mum and dad and found that my bedroom had been turned into an office. And all of my stuff that I still had sitting there was out in the front porch waiting to be moved. And then six weeks later, I decided that I was going to move back home, and I had to share a room with my 8-year-old brother.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, parents. I mean, you just love it. The power must just surge through you when you make a call like that.
Absolutely. Let's go to Mandra. Colleen, good morning. Tell us about your parental power move.
Good morning. Mine was, as my children were getting older and they'd want to go to parties, and I would give them a time of what time I would be coming to pick them up.
Yep.
So I would explain to them that I would be in my pyjamas and my slippers. So if they weren't outside waiting for me, I would come in and I would be calling out their name.
Brilliant. Did it work?
Oh, every time.
Every time.
I never had to get out of my car in my pyjamas and my slippers.
Well, good on you, Colleen.
Hey, you know those things that immediately just take you back somewhere?
Yes.
You know, be it words or a smell or a piece of music. Mm-hmm. And I was driving around the neighbourhood and I saw a sign. And it was for a bingo. You know, they got bingo at a local hall. And it was doors open at 5:30, eyes down at 7 p.m. And I went straight into this reverie of my grandparents, my English grandparents, Harold and Ruth, because they took my brother and I to bingo all the time. And I remember my eyes burning from the cigarette smoke in the hall, and I was straight back there. And it wasn't the word bingo. It was that phrase, eyes down.
Eyes down.
I loved the jargon.
You can come in and socialize for an hour and a half, and then it's business.
It's eyes down. I wanted to be, I remember as a kid, I wanted to be a bingo caller.
Oh.
I loved it. I thought the dude doing it was just like godlike. And, you know, would you give me the balls? I'll do my audition
for you.
I'll
give you that. We've got the basket here. Right. Okay, here we go.
Eyes down. Okay then, Kelly's Eye, number one. On Its Own, number four. Doctor's Orders, number nine. All the Legs, 11. Two Little Ducks, 22. Halfway There, 45. Five and Four, 54. Top of the Shop, 90. Hey?
Oh.
Bingo!
You know a few in there.
I got a few in there.
Did and very well.
That's all I can, when I see that sign, those are my memories.
It's beautiful, mate. Oh, yeah.
That's all I got.
Also, I always thought 22 was two ducks swimming.
Is it?
I don't know. In a hashtag sort of era, I was very careful about what I said.
You have been dog sledding, Kimber. This is amazing.
Yeah, look, part of the search for a hobby, we were just chatting off air, Pete, about how, you know, it's hard to find a hobby that really interests you or that might be your bag unless people introduce you to it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to give it a go to find out if it's your thing.
Mm.
And I've said I want to try some different things as a hobby. We put it out there and I got a phone call from Trish. So we've got a call now from Trish from Dog Sledding. Good morning, Trish.
Morning, Kimber. How are you?
Good. Trish, you went on our Facebook page and said, we do dog sledding, and my world stopped and said, what the heck is dog sledding? Can you describe it to us?
Certainly. So we do dry land dog sledding. When you say sledding, a lot of people would think you need sleds and snow, but not the case. So we do dry land with wheeled rigs and wheeled scooters. And we just go out into the bush and have a blast.
That is what we did.
Really?
I went out with the team from WA Sled Dog Sports Association and we had a bit of fun. And, I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing, but they've got all these cool rigs and stuff and they just chucked me on one. Okay, so it's my next hobby, dog sledding, and I'm with Sarah from the WA Sled Dog Sports Association. Sarah, what kind of dogs have we got here?
So I've got my two huskies here, but it's not the only breeds that can do sledding. There are multiple different breeds that can do it, such as Border Collies and German Shepherds, even Dalmatians do it. So it doesn't have to be huskies. So you're actually going to be jumping on a rig. So this is a three-wheeled rig. You're going to be jumping on that and going because it's a little bit safer for you.
Okay.
But we also run on bikes and scooters.
And they're not going to have any trouble carrying my weight?
Definitely not. They have got a lot of strength behind them.
All right, let's give it a crack.
Yeah.
Yikes! Woo-hoo! We're getting tired. Woo-hoo! Thank you, doggos.
I want to get a montage of your responses to everything that you do.
Oh, they all sound like that. But you know what was cute is all the dogs were waiting at the pines there. We went out to the bush to do it. And all these dogs, there was probably about 10 or so of them all waiting there to have a go. And they were very calm and relaxed, even though I got lost and I was late. So they had to wait for me.
Okay.
And then when the dogs, when they got the gear out, when they got the leads and stuff out to attach to the bikes, to the trikes and things that they have there, the scooters and that, the dogs went berserk.
Okay, they like it.
They love it. Okay. Like, they went out of their minds. They were all trying to have a go. And it was so fun. So I ran with two dogs pulling me on this kind of trike thing. Yeah. And it was lots of fun. And they can put up to six dogs in front. And but these little, they usually only run in under 15 degrees in that weather. But they take them for ages. You can go 5 kilometres, take the
Is
dogs
right?
for a run and just play out, go on the trike. It's amazing.
I'd love to do it. Did you feel unsafe? Is
no.
it the sort of thing that, you know?
No. I mean, I had a helmet and stuff for safety, but you've got brakes on the bike as well to sort of like hold up if the dogs slow down or whatever. But they know what they're doing. They've been trained.
Okay.
And so you can take your dogs along. I had a lot of fun. There's a video on Facebook if you want to check out how it works. But these dogs want to do it. Oh. Like, they want to pull, they want to run.
Yeah,
your Florence would do it if you could train her.
Yeah, well, there's the rub.
Well, they're doing it. If you're interested in dog sledding, check them out. And they're so passionate. Like, they absolutely love it. They have a whole group of, like, you can tell they've all become friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people have just got a common love. But they're doing a pre-season camp for beginners on the 22nd and the 23rd of May. So you can look up the WA Sled Dog Sports Association or WASSA on Facebook, WASSA.
How fast did you go and how do you turn them?
Well, they sort of run along a track, so they know, but they actually give commands to the dogs. They train the dogs, so the dogs know left, right.
Right.
They know instructions, so they can do all of that. In terms of speed, I'm not entirely sure how many kilometres an hour it would be. Like, obviously, if you've got six dogs on there, you're going pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, like, it was fast.
That sounds cool.
You know, it was a decent speed with just the two of them.
I just dream of having a dog that responds to my commands.
He's the Silver Logie nominee you've probably seen in Rake, The Secret Life of Us and Underbelly, and he's back on our TV screens on Nine Wednesday nights in the fifth season of Doctor Doctor. Please welcome Ryan Johnson.
Yes, tomorrow night it's there, 8:30 on Channel 9. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
That sounded like a question in that intro. He was in Rake?
That was a solid Silver
show.
Silver Logie nominee.
What was the Silver Logie for?
Doctor Doctor.
The Doctor Doctor.
Yeah.
Should have known that. Should have done my research.
First season.
Anything else that should have been in there? Anything else of note
that we missed?
Mask 2, Son of Mask. I mean, didn't even have Jim Carrey in it.
Didn't it?
No, but I was there.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
What did you play in Mask 2?
I played his rival at work. Cruised around the office being a jerk. I think my character's name was Chad. Chad's a good jerk name in an American movie.
And some might say more reliable than Jim Carrey, the fact that you were there and he was
Hey,
not.
Where were you, Jim?
The Mask 2.
I mean, I get it, you're woke, but you can afford to be. The rest of us need to work, mate.
Ryan, look, Doctor Doctor, 5 seasons now.
Yeah.
Like, it shows that Aussies still love a good homegrown drama.
Absolutely.
What's the best way for us to completely destroy reality TV? Just bring it down.
I guess if we got rid of Instagram, that'd be a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Because founders and influencers. No, we're not allowed to say that. I'm getting a head shake.
Oh, sorry.
Instagram,
I'm looking at the producers.
Key sponsor.
No,
we're all good.
You're good. Don't mind me. I'm looking at the producers.
I reckon if we got rid of Instagram, that'd be a good start because now everyone's famous for, you know, having abs or farting.
Oh,
that's true. Yes. Gets you a gig.
What if we put the Mask 2 on loop?
That's right.
Would that kill?
That could help. That could help my residuals.
It's good to see you, man. We were reminiscing because, you know, you and I both have trod the boards for a long time doing various bits and pieces.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We met in Scotland in 2004 at the Edinburgh Festival.
Well, you were doing a one-man show.
It sounds like you spent a lot of time together, but Ryan has a much better memory of it than you do, Matt. Like,
no, I don't even remember yesterday. I know I was here and, you know. But it's a wonderful journey, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, there's highs and lows with being an actor, but as the guy said, I've just had 5 years on Doctor Doctor, and it's paid better than that 1 month I did at the Edinburgh Festival. Yes. I think I was on like £50 a week or something.
Yeah, I owed after that.
Really? Yeah, You're definitely doing it for the love.
Yeah. And we did less of that.
Yeah, less love, more money.
More money.
Cha-ching.
Mate, I've just caught this. Yeah. You're wearing a hat that says executive producer Dick Wolf.
Yes.
Now, Dick Wolf is the name that is synonymous with Law and Order. I just remember that.
That's right.
Bing, bing, and seeing boom, boom. Executive producer Dick Wolf. Where'd you get that hat from?
There's a brand called Dad Brand, and I saw an ad for their stuff online. You get one that says DILF. There's another one that says more cowbell. And one of my favorite things to do when I'm working at the end of a scene is I have the doof doof lined up in my pocket. So we'll finish any sort of scene, like even in Doctor Doctor, I'll be like, oh, wait, Charlie, what's wrong? And she's like, you've blown it, Matt. And she'll turn around and then you'll just hear a doo doo.
That is gold.
Love it.
It's a bit of an on-site gag I like to do.
Well, look, you know the question that people want to ask you is about this. I don't know anything about this website, dating app.
Yep.
Raya. What can you tell me? It's full of beauty. Is it the rich and famous?
You've either got to be famous on TV or really good looking. And I'm only on TV. But
it's Tinder for celebrities.
It's a sort of a selective thing that a friend will refer you to when they hear that you're recently single. They say, oh, put you forward for Raya. And then it takes 6 months and then you're welcomed in and then you flick through. And it's mainly founders, whatever they are, designers. Mm. I mean, I guess they do something with their day. And founders, I never know what a founder is.
Well, you know what it is? It's the people who start their own company because I can say I'm the CEO of.
Right.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, yeah, because if I start my own, I'm the founder and I'm the CEO of something and I didn't have to climb the ladder.
I'm the founder of organic cotton shirts and pottery and Byron.
Yeah, there you go.
But I've got a great Instagram account.
Wow, I feel terrible. I'm a founder.
See, Ryan, you're in a relationship now, but you've got to stay on Raya because I guess once you get kicked off, can you get back in?
Look, my lady friend and I both said, you know, this thing's so hard to get back into. We'll just go. You can select just here to meet friends. At the moment, I'm just there to meet friends.
It's like an MCG membership. You exactly. don't give that stuff.
Actually, my dad signed me up for that the day I was born, and then I got a letter at 18. Saying, okay, you're good, you can join. At 18, I wasn't really that interested. So I was like, nah, don't worry.
Let it go.
Yep. What an idiot.
Make a space for someone else.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson, what a pleasure, mate.
Thank you. Lovely
to catch up with you. Doctor Doctor is tomorrow night, 8:30 on Channel 9, and every Wednesday night, catch up with it. And end scene.